Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about the 2025 International Prize in Statistics winner, sometimes called the Nobel Prize of Statistics.
Wow, exciting. Who won, and what did they do?
Professor Grace Wahba. Her work with smoothing splines clinched the prize. It's pretty advanced stuff, but we'll break it down. She's got a fascinating background, too. Majored in math at Cornell when few Ivy Leagues accepted women. Got her PhD at Stanford. Became the first female faculty in statistics at UW-Madison.
Impressive. So, what are smoothing splines? Lay it on me.
Imagine trying to model noisy data. You have X, your predictor, and Y, your outcome. The relationship between them, let's call it F, is clouded by noise. That's where the epsilon comes in. Y equals fx plus epsilon. Think of linear regression. It simplifies this relationship, but that simplicity can be limiting.
Got it. So linear regression is a specific case, but what if the relationship isn't linear?
Exactly. That's where smoothing splines shine. We move away from linear regression's assumptions and look at the more general case. But functions are infinitely harder to estimate than a simple linear model. We call them infinite dimensional objects. It's like, imagine a predictor between 0 and 1. Infinitely many values. Computers can't just estimate infinite values.
Okay, I see. Sounds like a tricky problem. How do smoothing splines address this?
The key is to estimate f, the function. Call the estimate f hat. Traditionally, this involves minimizing the penalized least squares criterion. Two parts, least squares and a penalty. Least squares aims to make f hat close to the observed outcomes, but alone, it can create rough and wiggly functions. The penalty term counteracts this, penalizing excessive roughness.
So it's a balancing act between fitting the data and keeping things smooth?
Precisely, and we restrict the search to a specific function space. Now, Wahba's breakthrough, along with George Kimmeldorf, was the Kimmeldorf-Wahba representer theorem. It says the function minimizing this criterion takes a specific form, a linear combination of special functions related to the data points. Instead of infinite points, you estimate n parameters.
That sounds groundbreaking. How does it work in practice?
Think of a reproducing kernel Hilbert space, a function space with an inner product that measures function similarity. The kernel function is the magic ingredient. You combine these kernels, in a linear combination, and by adjusting the coefficients, you get different curves to fit the data optimally.
I think I'm following. So Wahba helped turn an infinite problem into a solvable one?
Exactly. And it's not just theory. It's used everywhere. Machine learning, climate data, medical imaging. Wahba's work is foundational. That's why she's called the mother of smoothing splines.
Wow, that's an incredible legacy. Thanks for breaking it down. Complex stuff, but you made it digestible.
You're welcome. It's mind-bending, but so important. Thanks for listening, everyone. And be sure to check out more episodes of our podcast for more fascinating dives into the world of statistics. Until next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.